We're doing the Rambam, the introduction to Mishnah. We're up to page Mem Hei, page 45 in the Mosad Rav Kook Rambam Am edition. And the Rambam had enumerated the breakdown and the order of the six orders, the Shisha Starim. Uchshasaf kolelu ha-shisha minim. We're holding about 8-9 lines from the bottom, right after the little base. Uchshasaf kolelu ha-shisha minim. The first word on the line now is going to be minim. When he collected these six types, hakolelim ha-mitzvot, that really in these six categories we've encompassed all of the mitzvot, ra'a lechalek kol min klalim hem en minim pratim. So he didn't leave it as six orders that you have one whole seder, but rather he divided the sederim into more specific categories. Kefi masheruy, what's fitting, v'kara shem kol min ma'apratim masechet. And he named each category what we call masechet, a tractate. Achar ken chilek ha-ma'amar sheyesh kol min pratei lifrakim. And then he divided the masechtot, he divided them into perakim. What is a perek? In modern Hebrew we say a perek is a chapter. What is a perek? A perek is a joint. So a perek, the word perek shows up in the Mishnah Brachot, and there's a machloket rishonim what the word perek means. Is perek a chapter, the way we are accustomed, or is perek the connector? Meaning the Mishnah is discussing ben aprakim, when you're in between, and or some say paprakim, when you're at the joint, the connector between the first chapter, the first parasha of Shema, and the second parasha of Shema. And you're in doubt, where am I holding? Which parasha did I just finish? So some have the gear so that we say the Mishnah ben aprakim, between the prakim, and then perek would mean chapter. And some have the gear so that it says baprakim, in the joint, and then it means, perek means the point where two things connect. So we use perek in modern Hebrews, though it means chapter, but it's not clear that perek really means chapter. Perek might mean a joint. So at any rate, he divided them into prakim, into, we'll say chapters, zekra shem kol echad perek. And he named each section within a masechet its chapter. Hakim chilek ma'amar kol perek lifrakim ktanim nechochim leavin vekalim da'atam al peo lorotam vekara shem kol echad meilu ha'prakim ktanim halacha. Then he divided the chapters into smaller segments that are easy to understand and easy to memorize and to tell over. And he named each one of these halacha. Notice he doesn't say they're called mishnah. We're accustomed to saying within each chapter you have different mishnayot. The Rambam says they're called halachot. Now there's room to discuss why is it called a masechet. There are different understandings, whether it stems from the word hasket ushma. The verse says in Dvarim, take note, listen, because the words of the oral law have to take note and to listen to. Others say that it refers to masechet, which is the loom that you weave things with. Because just like there you have many strings, so too there are many components to the masechet. And within soperek we also discussed in halacha. So here we see the Rambam divides them into halacha, and halacha also needs discussion. Does halacha come from the word holech? As we've discussed, where does the word Torah come from? Halacha. Okay, that's not our discussion here. The chilek ha-ma'amar b'seder zra'im kmo shomar, and he divided the order of Zram the following. Hitchil masech brachot, he began with brachos. Ve'atam sheitzrichahu le'atchil ba, why did he begin with brachos? And we mentioned that this ordering that the Rambam is going to give us, much of it we do not have a source for. There are areas in the Shas where the Gemara tells us why is this masechet before this one or after that one, but the Rambam is going to try to give us a reasoning for all the masechtot, and some of it seems was his own logic or he had on tradition. But other Rishonim give other reasonings for the Masechtot that the Gemara doesn't tell us specifically why. So why did he begin? Why did Rabbi begin with Masechet Brachot? Sharotei Baki, for when you have an expert doctor, sheirtze lishmo bruyut abari al tchunata sheyumedet alav, and when he wants to maintain the health of a healthy person the way he is, yakdim tikun hamazon b'tchilat rufotav. The first thing he does is he tells him what's a good diet. You want to stay healthy? They tell you what to eat. And that's why this wise man, Rebbe, saw fit to begin with the tractate of Brachot, because what's the whole tractate, what's the Seder Zeram going to talk about? the different seeds of the plantings that we eat. Well, before you could eat anything, you have to know how to make a blessing. You can't eat without a blessing. And that's why Rebbe is so fitting to order the beginning of his words would be brachot, the laws of blessings, so that we can prepare the food, the preparation that pertains directly to the food. And then Rebbe saw fit to fill his words so that nothing should be lacking. So the tractate Brachot begins with, we have in the 6th chapter, blessing on food, and then we go on in the 7th, 8th, 9th chapter, discussions of blessings on other things, on mitzvot and other things. And there's one mitzvah that we're responsible for every day, and that's the blessing to say Shema. And being that Rebbe wants to discuss the blessings on Shema, you cannot discuss the blessings of Shema without discussing Shema itself. That's why Rebbe began the tractate with Meimatai Korin Yashma, from when may we read Shema in the evenings. And then all the things that are joined to that. So the Rambam, you understand, is trying to explain why do we begin with brachos, and then why does brachos begin with the laws of Shema? If the whole reason we begin with brachos is because you can't eat without blessings, well then why does brachos begin with something that has nothing to do with blessings on food? So the Rambam says, because part of blessings is blessings on the mitzvah of reading Shema, and you can't discuss reading Shema without explaining the obligation. So we begin with the obligation of Shema, move on to the blessings of Shema, and from the blessings of Shema, we move on to the other blessings. We're going to see that many of the reasons the Rambam gives here are a little dachuk. They don't work 100%. There's room to question. But okay. Then he went on. I should correct what I said. It's not that they don't work 100%. It's that to our lame minds, there's still room to question. We don't understand 100% how what the Rambam said fits exactly. Maybe it fits better than we understand. And then the Rambam goes back, the next tractate goes back to the topic, discussing the things that grow, the seeds. And the Rebbe began with the tractate of Peah, directly following Brachos. What's Peah? Remember, Peah, the tractate of Peah discusses the three matanot of the Anim in the field. Leket, Shikha, and Peah. Because all other gifts that we have to give the poor from our seeds that we're obligated to give them after we harvest. But what do we give the poor from the standing stalks, the stalks before they're harvested? That's peyah. When the stalks are still in the ground, we leave them over a corner of the field. So chronologically, in the order of preparation of food, the first thing we give to the poor is peyah. That's why Rebbe began with that. And following Peah, Rebbe discussed the laws of Dmai, because in Dmai the poor also have they also have an extra credits, just like they have by Peah. And so to our sages taught us, the poor are allowed to eat dmai without taking off the tax that the rabbis instituted. The rabbis instituted that anyone, the average person who wants to eat dmai, has to take off maaser. But the poor, Chazal said, they still at least hold that they may eat dmai without taking off maaser. And after dmai, Rebbe instituted the laws of kilaim, of crossbreeding. Because that's the order of the verses in Parshas Kedoshim. First, the Torah says, "Lo techale patzadcha." You got to leave over the corner of your field. And following that, the Torah says, "Sadcha lo tizrak kilaim." Do not plant kilaim. So that's why, following Peah, we have another law of the poor, Dmai, and following Dmai, we have kilaim, because that's the order in the Torah. V'sidercha kilaim shvi'it, and following kilaim, Rebbe arranged Masechet Shvi'it of Shmita. And really, the tractate of Arla should be after Kilayim, Shikach Sidron B'Torah. Because in the Torah, after the laws of Kilayim, the Torah tells us, in the first 3 years of a fruit-bearing tree, it must be Arla. You're not allowed to eat the fruits. לולי שרש העולה אינה מן המצוות שאדם מוכרח לעשותם. The reason Rebbe detained discussing the laws of Arla is because Arla, you don't have to come into the obligations of Arla. שכל זמן שלא נטל לא יתחייב בעולה. Because Arla, if you didn't plant a fruit-bearing tree, you're not obligated to give off Arla. Whereas Shviyas, Vashvit, when it comes to Shemitah, Yimna Mitzvot Shadam Muchach La'asotan, every person is going to have to keep Shemitah. We see that, right? Ve'ot Shashmitah Yish Basel Miyuchad Min HaTorah. And furthermore, Shemitah has a separate parsha in the Torah, Parsha Stehar. Ulfichach Yikdim Nedaber Vashmitah. So that's why Rebbe proceeded to talk about Shemitah before he went back to the other topics. בסדר אחר שביעית מסכת תרומה, in following Shviyas, you have the tractate of Truma, מפני שהתרומה היא מתנה ראשונה שמוצאים מן הזרע. Because Truma is the first gift we take off from the seeds. בסדר אחר תרומה מעשר ראשון, following Truma we have מעשר ראשון, מפני שהוא במעלה השנייה לתרומה בדין הפרשה. I say we go another 2 minutes, we'll just finish this paragraph, we'll finish סדר זרים, yeah? So following Truma, the next level is מעשר ראשון, so that's why right after מסכת תרומה he has מסכת מעשר. And then the next tractate is Ma'aser Sheni, because that's the next level. After we take off Ma'aser Rishon, we take off Ma'aser Sheni. And then we have tractate of Chala, because after we take off from the seeds all these gifts, what are these gifts? Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Sheni. As Yitzchanu, after we've given these gifts to the Kohen Levi, to the poor, then we grind the grain. You make it into flour, and you knead it, you mix it with water. And once you've mixed flour and water, so you become obligated in taking off a little bit to give to the coin what's called challah. And when Rebbe finished talking about the seeds and the gifts you give from the different grains, so he began talking about fruits. So the next thing to discuss is the mitzvahs of fruit. The first mitzvah of fruit is Arla, that the first 3 years you may not eat the fruit of the tree. And then the mitzvah of Bikurim bring the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's their order in the verse. Ha'ola b'sefer Vayikra, in the book of Vayikra we have the mitzvah of Arla, the Bikurim b'farshat Kitavon, Bikurim is at the end of the Torah in Kisavo. Now that we finished tractate Zerahim, turns out that we have 12 tractates in the order of Zerahim. In Zerahim we have 12 tractates, and the Rambam explained to us their order. So the Rambam said we begin with the laws of blessing, brachot, and once we're talking about brachot, we'll talk about the blessings of Shema. So we begin with the laws of Shema, which lead us into the laws of the blessing of Shema, and then the laws of blessing. We want to talk about the laws of what we give the poor, the payah, because that's the first thing that we give from the field when it's still attached to the ground. And then Demai, which the poor also have a portion in. We go on to talk about Kilayim, because Kilayim in the Torah are directly following the laws of Peah. And then we go on to Shviyas, because that's relevant to everyone. Following that, the Rebbe's had Truma, because that's the first thing we take off from the grain when we harvest it. Afterwards, we take off Ma'aser Rishon, so there's Masecht Maaser. After that, Ma'aser Sheni, so there's Masecht Ma'aser Sheni. And after that, when we make the grain into flour, we take off challah, when we start kneading the dough, so then comes Masechet Challah. After that, we go over to fruit-bearing trees, that's Masechet Orla, and then Masechet Bikurim, we have 12 tractates, that's their order, and that's the reason why.